The one-year anniversary of the fatal Marco Polo high-rise fire has come and gone, though a lawsuit by families of the four victims still hangs overhead. A new fire sprinkler law born out of that tragedy is now in place in an effort to save lives. But there is now some renewed pushback from condo associations. This afternoon, the council's Public Safety Committee takes up a resolution introduced by Councilmember Carol Fukunaga.
It involves the use of what is called a user guide that the fire department came up with to kind of explain this is how we're going to be, you know, evaluating all the criteria that are in the life safety evaluation worksheet. And I think some of the factors that they identify in the user guide are things that have been somewhat alarming to a number of condo management companies and board members, you know, as they're preparing to go through this process. For example, one of the things that has caused some concern is the fact that an individual's ability to be able to walk unassisted, you know, down a stairwell, say if you were, you know, in a large condominium property down 10 stories, 15 stories, et cetera, without any assistance is an area that has elicited some concern because particularly for older buildings, you know, you often have older residents. What that means is that there may be a new factor that would otherwise cause condo buildings, you know, to be scored in a way that really demonstrates substantial risk. And then, you know, the condominium buildings may end up being evaluated to have to install sprinklers, which was kind of the opposite of what our bill was intended to accomplish.
Okay, so that's a focus of concern.
That is. And so the resolution we introduced asks the fire department, you know, to explain how they came up with these criteria or conditions, you know, for evaluation, and to really have a lot more public review and feedback on these conditions so that whatever is ultimately going to be used by the fire department is actually vetted by the public and the council, you know, signs off on them.
Right, because, I mean, my understanding was that the associations wanted some choice, but now they may not have much of a choice if the scoring criteria is a lot more tricky.
That's really the biggest area of concern.
Okay.
Where some of the buildings, you know, that had already started to look at who they were going to hire to conduct their, you know, initial life safety evaluations, you know, they're saying, wow, if the scoring is going to be working in a way that ultimately forces us into sprinklers, then we would want to have a level of public review before anything like that materializes.
That was Councilmember Carol Fukunaga talking about a measure asking the fire department to reassess its criteria for determining what fire safety improvements are made to high-rise buildings. Fukunaga wants HFD to hit a pause button on the sprinkler bill. We'll see what happens.